Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I've had some things happen that I want to share with you. My daughter called me about a friend of hers from many years. She's Spanish from Venezuela. And she had some health threat. I think it was probably cancer, but I'm not sure what they were seeking. But she called to tell me, this is an emergency. She's going in for x-rays. Please pray, Mom. And so the Lord, I prayed, and the Lord gave me the scripture that said, I will heal your diseases. So I called her back and said, well, this is the promise. So she goes into two x-rays and nothing shows. It's completely blank of any problem. So she was healed. There wasn't even a presence in the x-ray. And it quite blew away a little group in Dahlonega because they knew it was a miracle. Okay. When I was first receiving ministry from the Lord for people's healing, mostly soul healing, healing of memories and so forth. When he first gave that to me, that revelation to me in my own life, he gave me the unction to give it to others and to be healed. And one of the main ways I did it was travailing prayer, meaning weeping prayer that's not human. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit knows what to pray. So if we want to pray and have answered prayer, we have to engage the Holy Spirit, because he holds everything from the throne that God is praying. And so if you can hear the Holy Spirit, you've got it. And that's what I'm praying about you. I want to hear the Holy Spirit. I want to know what he's praying for you, because he's healing things all around. So I'm presenting myself to the Lord for a ministry of healing. And John reminded me of this. He said, you've been walking in healing. I haven't sought it as a gift. I haven't yearned for it. I haven't travailed for it. But I'm going to now, the gift of healing. And I want you to pray that we will, as a body, have this gift to, in the last days, would be wonderful to have an unction like that.
So when you were talking to me about it, you gave me a list of a couple things, and then I extended that list, and I showed you throughout the last 20 to 25 years, there's been healing after healing after healing after healing after healing. But what I see is that it's not the fact that you are seeking a healing ministry. That's not the source. Healing is the outcropping and the extension of what you are seeking, which is the life of Christ. Over and over and over and over and over, you're seeking his presence, his exchange life, and his centered life in your life. And with that, healing comes.
Oh, wow.
With the presence, there's change. And so the thing I think is amazing is you don't have to seek to have the healing ministry. It's not required that you seek a healing ministry. You're seeking the healer who is able to heal through you just by having you go through this world. You're catering and you're facilitating him to have a place in you. And his exchange life is touching in whatever way he wants to.
Mm-hmm. Not just healing, but
Setting the captive free.
Setting the captive free. I know something's going on that God wants for this end time for us as a group. So I read an article where it said that because the final church, and that's us, the remnant, a little tiny group, meeting and loving each other and just being available to Jesus, that's the end time church, and that's who we are. So I do want us to pray for the miracles and signs and whatever. But it's going to be the final church age. And I've read it in a number of places that it's going to be the small group that is the dynamite in the end times. And he is at preparing us, even though we don't even know the name of the game. And I'm real excited because I've done some writing in where the next booklet to the, let's see, this one is The Glory of Emptiness. And I read it to John yesterday. And he was very encouraging all the way through. He went, It's such a breakthrough for me. As John says, I really think the ministry is going to be, what is it, the bride and the spirit cry, come. That's the last great thing. And so we're saying the bride and the spirit cry, come, Lord Jesus, and come into this group, come in. I'm asking if he wants the ministry of travail for us, and I think he does. We don't think of the Holy Spirit as weeping for us, or the Son of God as weeping for us, or impassioned for us, but he is. He is very, very passionate. That's why we love the Passion Bible. One thing I want to tell you about, too, is when I was early with the Lord, you've heard me tell this story, I was all alone. I didn't know another Christian. He came and found me in an Episcopal unbelieving church, and I was so desperate and in such repentance, and he came and filled me with Spirit before I knew there was a Spirit. But one of the things that I did was, whatever the disciples in the Bible did, I did. I thought that was, perfectly natural. If I'm a disciple, I'm to do what they do. So I just assumed that there would be healings and things. But I just would look at the Lord, and I remember reading about gazing at Him. So I just gazed at Him upon His throne and was just childlike. And I would get pictures in my imagination. And that's what I would do. Well, Don Nelson, we were at a meeting, our group at that time was at a meeting, and Don was sitting about where that table is for me. And I saw myself go and put my hands on his shoulder. So I did what I saw. I didn't operate by voice as such, but by pictures that God gave me. And so I went and laid hands on him, and he started weeping, and I started weeping, and you know that story. He was a transformed man, and all his barriers just collapsed to Christ. And we were just close friends the rest of his life. And because God both, at that moment, Don and I didn't like each other. And the love of God melted us both into a relationship without our knowing it. No, he was pushing to make a business out of Shulamite, and I was pushing to leave it alone. And so we were locking horns. But that melted. That's what I want, is I want the presence of the Lord. But I saw it happen, and I obeyed it. As I was so childlike, I thought that was what everybody did. Later on, I read that Jesus said, I only do what I see the Father doing. I do not do anything unless I see the Father doing. I don't say anything unless the Father says it. But that business of I do what I see in the Father, I'd never heard anybody else say that. And that's what I saw about our joy. I saw that joy come as a wind and go up the mountain and touch us.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At Shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.